Hi there, my name is Chris Orbach. I'm a volunteer here at WJFF, and I just want to say that supporting local radio is so important because it's our voice. It's not some giant voice from without. It's us. Your engagement and support are essential to what we do. Make your contribution now at wjffradio.org. Please support Radio Catskill. Go to wjffradio.org.
Radio Catskill, I'm Jason Dole. Thank you so much for being here with us. And if you've been supporting us online at wjffradio.org, we thank you. And if you have the ability to do so and have not yet, we encourage you to go. Make your contribution. Click donate now, wjffradio.org. And speaking of now, right now, it's time for our next live interview of the day. Second live interview of the week here on a Monday. It's Dan Hoost. We've got Communications Director Dan Hoost for the Sullivan County Government back for the weekly update. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Our Board of Elections and our elections inspectors, I think, are pretty exhausted, but I'm doing fine. That's why I'm here today to speak on their behalf.
That's right. We mainly want to talk about the election. I'm hoping to talk a little bit about COVID-19 coming up, but I will say I saw on Facebook a picture of people doing the early voting there in the Sullivan County Government Center. So it's in some way, this election's already happening.
Yes. We had 832 votes cast today, and that's more than what we had on Sunday or Saturday. Saturday, we kicked off the early voting, and we had 751 votes that were cast that day. On Sunday, it went down slightly to 700, and like I said, today it went back up and shot past that to 832, and we will be continuing our early voting tomorrow. That runs from noon to 8 p.m., a different time so that it gives people who work during the week and weren't able to come on the weekend to come in the evening. And then Wednesday, we go back to 9 to 5. Thursday, we flip back to noon to 8. Friday, again, 9 to 5. And then Saturday and Sunday, like this past Saturday and Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then on Monday, we don't have any early voting. Gives us our Board of Elections crew, of which there are just six employees of the county, not counting the inspectors, gives them a chance to breathe.
Before Tuesday, of course, when in-person voting begins. So early voting's underway now, started this weekend, going through this coming weekend. Well, that answered one of the questions was why is it at a different time each day? So that's to stagger it so that folks that have different schedules got a chance to go.
We're trying to give everyone as much of an ability to vote as possible. And I should mention all those days and times through this coming Sunday apply only to one polling site here at the Sullivan County Government Center in Monticello. That's 100 North Street. But that is countywide. I had somebody ask today, well, I'm from Liberty, so I shouldn't go to Monticello, right? No, if you want an early vote, yes, you can go to Monticello. Once we get to Election Day, which, of course, is Tuesday, November 3rd, then you'll vote in your local polling place between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m., and you should have already received a postcard in the mail from the Board of Elections telling you what polling place you're supposed to be reporting to if you choose to do that. If you aren't sure, you didn't get that postcard, or you just have a question about it, you can give our Board of Elections a call at 845-807-0400 during business hours this week.
And again, just to be clear, so the place, it's just the one location to do the early voting there in the government center,
right?
Correct?
Right, just to make it logistically possible for us to offer that. We don't have the larger staffs that some of the larger counties have that might be offering early voting in multiple locations. Ours is just at the government center. But on Election Day, it will be like you remember and be at your local polling place. And, of course, you can still do absentee balloting. It's a very, very late deadline for that. Tomorrow, you have to apply later than tomorrow online or via mail, email, fax, with an application or just a letter request to our Board of Elections for a general election absentee ballot. Or you can apply in person for an absentee ballot up to the day before the election, which is on November 2nd.
That is tomorrow. Yeah, absentee ballots must be requested by October 27th. Is there enough time for an absentee ballot to be mailed to somebody and then mailed back by November?
Well, I would say if you're going to do that, I wouldn't necessarily, and this is nothing against the Postal Service, but they've got a lot going on too. They said anything past October 19th, they couldn't guarantee. So if you want to guarantee, our Dropbox is still here at the Government Center, and you don't have to wait in line. You can come right in and drop your completed ballot in the Dropbox rather than sending it through the mail.
Okay, and that's there in the lobby as well, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So there's multiple ways to do it. Well, that leads to that next question. So what's the Board of Elections telling you, if anything, about how the vote counting is going to go this year?
We really haven't gotten that far in talking about it. I was fortunate to even get today's numbers. I wasn't sure I was going to have that for you because they are just plumb tired out, and I don't blame them. But I do have faith that they are going to try to count as quickly as possible. I believe absentee ballots have until the 10th of November to come in, so I don't expect any time before then that the results would be certified or official. But I would expect, as we've done in past years, that we are going to have our real-time online tally going on the night of Election Day. And then by that Wednesday morning, that we should have pretty much 100% of our election districts reporting, and we will have unofficial results that will give people at least something to talk about the next day at their place of work, that's for sure.
It's almost like you understand what my job is here. I got to have something to talk about. That's what we need.
And you will. And I should say that will be on our website, our Board of Elections website. We have plenty of information there now. If you haven't voted yet, or even if you have, and that's at sullivanny.us/departments/elections. But we will be putting out more information and a direct link to the results when we get to Election Day.
It's been said so many times in the last, 7 months that this is not like any other year, and I just wanted to say that again, that just here, when it's election time, we plan special programming, a mix of what we do locally as well as what's offered nationally, and usually there's national results special coverage on election night. This year, the outfit, the WNYC, will be providing a program called America Talks Back. They do this call-in. We've done it before. National call-in. They're offering that on two nights, on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And now NPR is offering two additional nights of special coverage after that, anticipating that there's going to be a lot to be talking about all week long as results continue to come in around the country. So this is nothing like I've ever seen before. But again, to bring it back to Sullivan County, it's a rural area. Doesn't have as large of a population as some places. Are there any particular challenges for us heading into this election that had to be addressed?
Well, we always have challenges with getting enough election inspectors. We pay for the training and for the time, but of course, early voting here in Monticello, we had to have election inspectors for, and then on election day, we have to have election inspectors. And I get it, it's not terribly appetizing, even when it's paid, for somebody to be there from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. But we really rely on our election inspectors. Almost anyone who's ever voted probably at one point or another had a question for an election inspector. Certainly you were checked in by an election inspector. So without them, we couldn't have our elections that we have.
I tell you, I don't even think that I understood that they were called inspectors. These are the folks that are there when I go to vote.
Yes, they are. They're election inspectors. They're paid to be there. They're trained to be there. And they're there to assist and to ensure that your right to vote is not compromised in any way, including by not quite understanding the ballot. And they are there to be apolitical. I'm sure they have their own folks that they want to vote for, but they'll help you vote for whomever you want to vote for, whether they want to vote for them or not themselves. And these are people that we just depend upon to make sure that these elections go as smoothly as they do. So we really appreciate those who have taken on that challenge to ensure, and I know this sounds cliched, but it really is, I mean it, to ensure that our democracy continues.
And so you say it was a bit of a struggle. It's always a struggle to fill those positions, but at this point, a week out, I assume they're all filled?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's whatever we haven't filled, we'll fill in where we need to. I don't know exactly how the Board of Elections does it, but they pull it off every year.
Okay, great. Is there anything else that you want folks to know just about, this election week, this 1 week and a day till Election Day?
Sure. If you are coming for early voting, you've probably seen the photos. Some media put them out there as well, and people have talked about it, that there have been lines outside the government center and even around the building. If you don't want to wait in that kind of a line in bad weather, then pick a better weather day. There are several coming up, or do it on Election Day next Tuesday. But I can tell you, I witnessed it personally, the line moves very fast. And we have actually been getting a number of compliments from folks who were impressed at how quickly and easily they were able to vote. And that to us is a compliment and really a relief and vindication for all these months and months of hard work that our Board of Elections personnel have put in to make sure that that is exactly what happens. You can vote quickly and easily.
And I assume regular COVID-19 precautions, folks should be wearing a mask, things like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you need to be wearing a mask, and we have been having people wait in line, social distancing. There are possibilities, since the lobby is also part of the government center's normal operations, where people may come close to one another. So because of just that nature of it, you can't absolutely guarantee 6-foot distancing every second. So if you're concerned about that, then, like I said, absentee balloting or doing it at your local polling place might be the better choice. But as far as I've been able to tell, people have been respecting that social distance and the mask wearing, and it's been happening very safely.
All right. In our last couple minutes here, I just want to touch on the latest on COVID-19. I don't know if you have the latest numbers in front of you, but I've got them if you don't.
No, I do.
Okay. Yeah. So you just want to tell people where we stand right now? In Sullivan County.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going in a good direction. It's climbing rather quickly. At the end of last week, we had, in just the last 3 days of last week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we had climbed by 33 cases. By the time this weekend was done, we had climbed an additional 44 cases. Our deaths haven't gone up, but our hospitalizations were at 3, one of whom is on a ventilator. We have 465 people quarantined and isolated, and that number is going to grow as we continue contact tracing. The concern is not only that it's growing, but it's not growing in a cluster anywhere. It's community-wide transmission. We're finding it all over the county. And so, because people think of clusters as, oh, that's the worst news. But no, a cluster in certain ways is easier to contain. You identify it, you know where it is, you can contain it. This is community-wide transmission. So while we're still doing better than our neighboring Orange and Ulster counties, these numbers are rising, and it's giving us cause for concern.
And I went back through the numbers this weekend, and I went back to some of the town hall, Sullivan County Town Hall videos that were posted, and looked there as well. And this appears to be the 82 active cases right now. This appears to be the most active simultaneous cases since about mid-June. And June was a month that started with 220 or so cases and then dropped down to the single digits by July 1st. So this is the first time we've been up there since it really came down.
Yeah, and we're trying to figure out what the reasons are, but generally speaking, it seems to be complacency. And maybe a little bit of COVID fatigue, where people are wanting to spend more time together with one another in close quarters without wearing masks. But by letting that guard down, by becoming complacent, by not being vigilant, they're spreading again. And we have to be vigilant. Otherwise, we're going to end up getting into a situation where we could regress in terms of what's open and what's not. the stages that we were at earlier in the year, we could be marked as a cluster zone in certain situations. It's just not good. And with the holidays coming up and everyone wanting to spend time together, this is actually more time than ever to stay vigilant. Mask up, social distance, wash those hands regularly. Otherwise, it's going to be a pretty miserable winter for us.
All right. Well, Dan, I want to thank you so much for going over the two biggest stories facing us in our area right now, the election and the pandemic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. This is Radio Catskill, and that was Dan Hoos, Sullivan County Government Communications Director, giving us our weekly update here on local news from the Government Center. Talking about the election, talking about COVID-19. Be kind, wear a mask, save lives.